The title of today's 10-minute mussar is the following. Two people, two perspectives, and two very, very different results. Torah Kedoshah describes in the Pasuk, Lo Sasura Achrei Levavchem Achrei Einechem, the Talmidim often hear me say over this idea, the Torah describes the struggle between an individual and his Yetzer Hara vis-a-vis something that's common to all B'nai Yeshivas, and that is Shmiras Ha'inayim, being able to guard one's eyes properly. But if you examine the Pasuk, L'chura, the Pasuk is a little bit strange. On the one hand, the Torah says, Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Einechem, says, don't follow your heart and your eyes. But on the other hand, how does Avera take place? Rashi on that pasuk says, Ha'ayin roa, the eye sees, Halev chomed, the heart desires, Vagufosa Averas. So in the process, the eye comes first, the eye is nichshal first. So according to Rashi and Chazal, the pasuk should be in the opposite direction. The pasuk should say, Lo sasuru achrei einechem v'achrei levavchem. Not lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. So to deal with this problem, I want to try, Bezer Hashem, to try to get at the core of understanding what exactly is the Milchemes HaYetzer. How does one describe what is at the essence of the Milchemes HaYetzer? Rav Yisrael Reisman, one of my rabbeim from Tarvadas, emphasized that you have two people that see the exact same thing and they define it in very, very, very different ways. There's a classic story, a tragic story. Rav Lazer Silver, when he was after the Holocaust, was going to visit the few survivors, he met a Jew. And he was being mechazik them, he was bringing many of them back. He met a Jewish survivor who had grown up in a illustrious Hasidic home. And he said to the Jew, he said, how are you doing? He spoke with them, he was mechazik him. And the fellow said to him, Rebbe, vasichob gizen ech kenesh zayna from yid. Rebbe, from what I saw, I can't be a religious Jew. So Reb Lazer Silver asked him, what did you see? And the man told him something awful. He said, in the barracks, there was one Jew who had a tehillim, or a siddur. And he said, he used that tehillim to squeeze the last lifeline, last lifeblood out of his fellow Jews. How? For his own benefit. All of us barely got a little bit of water and a piece of bread for to eat all day. And he would take his siddur and say, whoever gives me their daily rations of bread and water, I'll let them use my siddur. And he said there were Jews that gave their last bread and water to this man, and he ate it, and while his fellow brethren suffered. When I saw this Jew use the siddur this way, he said, I can't be a religious Jew. Rav Lazer Silver said to him, my dear friend, you're looking at it from the perspective of this Russia. A Jew could be a Russia as well. But what about all these holy Jews that they gave their last bread and water to be able to say a tefillah properly? Rav Pam used to emphasize, Rabbi Reisman emphasizes, that a person could see an event in two very, very different ways. A person could go through an experience in two very, very different ways. They say, in regards to learning, the same thing applies. One time, they say, the Balatanya, we all know that today there's a division. We try to bridge that gap. But at the end of the day, there is a division between what's called the Litvisha world and the Hasidisha world. The Balatanya attempted to make a bridge between those two worlds. What happened was, the Balatanya said that he wanted to come and speak with the Gra. He wanted to talk to the Gra about their differences in Machshava and so on. At the end of the day, those of us who learn Nefesh HaChaim and Tanya know that the differences aren't that great. Most of them are social. But anyhow, he wanted to speak with the Gra. The Gra told his Talmidim he wasn't interested in speaking to the Balatanya. The next day, legend has it, that the next day someone got into the Gra's study who was someone who was a working person, a tailor, a shoemaker. And he said, and he came to the Gra and he said, Rebbe, I don't understand this Mishnah. And the Gra sat and explained to him this Mishnah. Then he said, but Rebbe, I don't understand this Rashi. A very, very simple person. And the Gra sat and explained to him the Rashi. Later, the Gra's Talmidim, who knows, maybe Reb Chaim Volozhin or Reb Zelma of Volozhin, Reb Yisrael of Shklov, one of them came over to the Gra and he said to him, Rebbe, we don't understand. The Bala Tanya came, was about to come and speak to you, and this affects all of world Jewry. And what did you do? You said you didn't have time to speak with him. And the simple Jew, you spent 2 hours sitting and learning with him, where surely you could have done much more with your time. You know, every letter that the Gra writes in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch changes worlds in his Be'er HaGra. Every letter, the Gra is so precise. You could have been changing many, many worlds. So that's why I didn't want to speak to the Bala Tanya. But then why do you sit with this simple person and explain to him Mishnayos and Rashi al HaTorah? So the Gra said to him, because their agenda was different. Says the Bala Tanya is a big Talmud Chacham. But the Bala Tanya has his shittas. He's not really coming to learn, wants to know, learn from me. The Bala Tanya wants to work things out. The Gra always viewed himself not as a public figure. He viewed that it wasn't his role to get involved in these things. In contrast to the simple Jew that came, he didn't come to Shir because he had an agenda. He came because he wanted to learn. So he says, for that I have a chiyuv to teach Torah. To solve the Bala Tanya's issues, says the Gra, that's not my job. What do we see? We see that two people could come to learn from the same person, and they have two totally different agendas. You have two people that look at a story, look at an event, and they define it in two totally different ways. That, Rabosai, is the answer to the struggle with the Yetzirah. V'losa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Sometimes Talmidim think that, you know, they're going to the bus and they know that they're going to have an issue with Shmiras Einayim. So they think if they're going to take this Gemara, which is pretty big, they'll have more of a chance. But if they take this, notice this book, they take this, it's small, so they won't protect their eyes as much. Better take a bigger safer. Before long, they're going to have to make, you know, Gemara is bigger and bigger. But of course, we know that Shmiras Einayim doesn't work that way, that's not the struggle. It all starts not with the Einayim. It starts where the lave is. What does a person want to see? Where are his priorities? What did this survivor want to see? And no one's questioning him. And what did Rav Lazer Silver want to see? What did the Bala Tanya want to see from the Gra? And what did the simple Jew want to see from the Gra? And what do we really, really want? The battle with the Yetzer Hara doesn't start the moment that person gets on the bus. It doesn't start the moment the person goes to the baseball game. The battle with the Yetzer Hara starts now. It starts months and months before. It starts with the lev first. Rashi is describing Ha'ayin Roe Halev Chomet Vagufo Se'aveiros. Rashi is describing the physical phenomenon. That's the physical phenomenon. The pu'ula. But the neshama, what's really happening, the real struggle, starts with the lev. Hence, the Torah describes Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem. So, Rabosai, the struggle with the Yetzer Hara is not a struggle in the pu'ula. The struggle with the Yetzer Hara, a person has to really, really decide where his lev is. And the more and more a person's lev is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more and more a person's lev is to Avodas Hashem, the more and more a person's lev is to Tikkun HaMidos, so then he could overcome the most difficult struggles. But if Chas V'Chalila, it's the opposite. Even if he puts all of the Gedarim in place, and for sure you need Gedarim, for sure you need a filter on your computer, for sure there are certain places that a Ben Torah can't go to. But if the lev is there, so then he'll be successful. But Chas V'Chalila, the only thing that's there is the filter. The only thing that's there is the chitzonius. So then in such a case, he's coming to learn for the wrong purposes. He's seeing the event from the wrong perspective. And in such a case, the individual, chas v'chalila, won't be matzliach.